بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. Still the same ayat that we were reciting. In this ayat, as we read, that when the Bani Israel had asked repeatedly that they want some guidance of how to make their ibadah, how to be obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala, in other words, they wanted instructions from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, requested Allah, Allah gave them the Torah. And when they were given the Torah, there were certain commandments which they found were too hard for them, really against their nafs. They did not want to control and subdue their nafs, and therefore they found it difficult and they blankly refused to accept that Torah. Then Allah Ta'ala ordered the mountain to be placed just above their head and told them, accept it or this mountain is falling down on you now. At that time they went in sajda and they accepted it, and they said, we do accept it. So this was, as we explained, it was not for them to accept the iman. Iman, they were already mu'mineen and they were asking for the Torah. But once you are a mu'min, then to obey all the commands of Allah now becomes compulsory upon a person. And the ayat, la ikraha fi deen, that there is no compulsion in religion, does not mean that you cannot force anyone to make namaz, a Muslim, etc. It means you can't force anyone to become a Muslim. But when he becomes a Muslim, then he has to fulfill all the commandments which are of Islam. Just like a person who is not working for anyone. You can't force that person, do this work for me, that work is not working for you. But when he works for you, he has entered into a contract, now whatever his duties are compulsory. Now he has to fulfill those duties. A man and woman, they are free, they are not bound to one another in any way. And they don't have to listen to one another. But they get married, now all the instructions of marriage and the rights of the husband, the rights of the wife now become compulsory upon them. So to accept Islam is not, it cannot force anyone. But when one accepts Islam, now every command of Islam has to be enforced on that person and fulfill it. This is just like in our Sharia, what we have got, ta'zirat. We have got our penal code. We have got all various types of punishments in Sharia. If somebody kills somebody, his life must be taken for that. A person who commits adultery, if he was a married person, he must be stoned to death. If he was not a married person, he must be given 80 lashes. If he drinks wine, etc., for all this, there are various punishments which are fixed. And all these... the punishments are there for that, but they serve much more greater as a deterrent. Once these laws are there, then it is a deterrent. As long as the death penalty was in our country also, it served as a great deterrent, and the number of murders were very small compared to what we have now. That no more there is the death penalty, it gives everyone the sense that he can murder and he can get away with it. Just like that, all the other laws of Sharia also are deterrents. And that, like for example, the time is not long ago when we ourselves were present in Madinatul Munawwara and a person had to be executed. And the sword man comes and in public, people are invited to witness that scene. And they see that person coming and beheading that person. After that, in the whole of Madinatul Munawwara, those who were present, who were not present, there such a fear came upon them that you don't think of committing that sin again. So like when the sins are there, the punishments are there, just that being on the law book, that is a great, great deterrent. And on the other hand, when unfortunately Muslims also have begun thinking like non-Muslims, that this law's penal code, a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, a life for a life, that these are too severe, na'uzu billah, that even so that we think it is a barbaric law, it is not a fair law. The result of that is quite open, that all law-abiding citizens are living in prisons. We, each one of us, has made our house like a prison. The amount of burglar bars, the amount of locking up, the amount of fear. And while the criminals are walking the streets completely free, during the day or night, criminals are walking around freely, and all law-abiding citizens, whether in our offices or in our businesses, wherever we are living in fear and tension all the time. You step out of your house, you are in tension and fear. You sit in your car, you are in tension and fear. You come to a stop street, a robot, and you are in fear and tension all the time. This is a result of not having this Islamic laws, and which we also think are very, very severe and very hard. But they are the laws which give guarantee that the law-abiding person will be living a life of peace and security. This tension, etc., will not be on him. And the prisoner, he will be deterred from his crime. It does not mean at all, as people say, that if Islamic law, you steal, your hand has to be cut, then you will find everyone's hand is cut, because all are crooks and rogues. It is not like that at all. Just that law comes, and we will see how many people will stop stealing. Otherwise, the amount of adultery that is rife in good people also, the amount of robbing, the amount of illicit affairs, the amount of highway robberies, all hijackings, which are so common, is just simply because these things, that punishment is hardly there, or a person gets away, the corruption that exists, a person knows I can do what I want to and I'll get away with it. So contrary to that are these beautiful Islamic laws, and this was what was given to the Bani Israel. Accept these laws of ours, and consequently they accepted them also. So we should understand that Islam is a perfect and most beautiful way that gives a life of almost Jannat in this world already. And in the Akhirat, of course, that Jannat will be there. And without minus that way and that laws of Islam, we are living in Jahannam year already. And we are living in fear and tension all the time. And what will happen in the Akhirat when these laws are not being upheld, that will be a separate punishment in the Akhirat. May Allah guide us to understand this beautiful deen of Islam and to accept it wholeheartedly from the bottom of our hearts, every law of Islam. May Allah, that is what is Iman, that we accept it wholeheartedly. Otherwise, unfortunately, we are 5-time namazis, Hajj, Umrah every year also, lot of other ibadat, but we still can't even accept the law of Islam. And we find it, na'uzu billah, we will call it barbaric, and we will call it draconian, or anything else. May Allah open our hearts for the whole of Islam, and accept it wholeheartedly. Subhanallah.